sitting down with Mike Hines, UPUA presidential candidate. Mike, thanks for joining us here at PSU Stop.
Hello.
Well, UPUA elections are, if you want to look at it this way, I guess about 48 hours away, or maybe a little less when you consider, you know, 6 a.m. start. You got your presidential debate tonight. I guess first, how do you feel you're prepared for that?
I think I've had my experience behind me, so I feel like I'm pretty prepared.
What is your opinion so far on UPUA? I know at PSU Stop there's been a lot of criticism of what we view as kind of haphazard actions by the Elections Commission, and I think the debate in some ways illustrates this. I know last week there was a meeting and some people within the Elections Commission talked openly about the fact that they weren't sure what the status was, if there was going to be a debate or not. So it seems like there are already problems plaguing UPUA. What's your opinion?
I'm going to say there's some problems, but I'm not in the career of criticizing other students. They call it student government for a reason, and these students are still learning their positions and still learning. So, I mean, if there's some problems, but it can, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and so I think we can improve them for next year.
And as far as improvements go, do you think, I know that some have talked about the timing of the elections, and you know they've said, well, if the elections are in November and a senior gets elected as president and there's not another election until next November, then you're going to have basically all the summer months and the first month and a half of school without any head to the leadership. Do you think that you would be able to do anything about that, or what's your opinion on any possible reforms to the election process?
Well, the short answer is yes. I think it's just silly to have it the way it currently is, and I think there should be a change made so that it's similar to other student governments where the elections occur in the fall, or not the fall, the spring, late spring.
Right. If you could give us kind of a brief overview of, say, your 100-day plan or your first month plan or something like that, what are immediate changes you'd like to see happen were you to be elected to UPUA president?
Well, of course, this is a new student government, obviously. So, I mean, it's just getting the student government settled originally. I mean, getting the bonds, getting the constitution settled away, making sure the staff and the representatives are configured and they know what they're doing and the administrators they're talking to and how to lobby on the needs of the students. So that's probably one of the biggest goals that needs to be accomplished. And that takes a good three, four weeks probably, to get everybody on the same page and working for the students.
At least, right?
Yeah, at least.
I mean, with UPUA, you have kind of an untested student body that poses itself as the voice of the students, the student advocacy group. How do you think UPUA is in a unique position to serve students in a way that USG might not have ever been?
It was a tricky question. Well, I mean, of course, I mean, it's the first time anybody's ever run for this position, and we have a lot of precedents that we can set by being the first president and vice president. And I don't know if we have any unique position, but me and Harry have had our experience in student government, and we understand that the student voice is wrapped around what their interests are. And what we like to do is to, you know, is to make student government part of those interests rather than be just a group that kind of just bickers amongst each other and makes people not trust the student government. We want people to trust us and, you know, look at us in a friendly light.
So you definitely want to have a focus on kind of a renewed approach to student government, or maybe trying to reinvigorate the highly publicized apathetic student body here?
That'd be correct.
What have you spoken about with members of the Penn State administration already, if at all, like Graham Spanier or Vicky Trippany, about your campaign?
Well, I mean, talked to both Dr. Spanier and Dr. Trippany. Last week, talked to Dr. Spanier just about problems of the past. What he pretty much told us is that it's been hard to hear a student voice from the student government because they're so used to fighting amongst each other. And they make a decision at the administration level, and the student government is so quick to criticize without hearing all the points of views. So that was one thing we talked about with Dr. Spanier, and he brought up the point that, you know, our platform is very positive and that we are looking to, you know, bring synergies bring synergy to student government at Penn State. With Dr. Tripany, we basically just talked about all the student issues, and that what she's looking for right now is a student voice in order for her to make the decisions at the administration level. She needs to hear a real student voice.
So, touching on the issues of administration and student interaction, we've talked about this at PSU Stop in the past, and noted that historically student representation at Penn State has been a pretty unique affair, as is our university in many ways. You know, we don't just say we bleed blue and white for the sake of it. We really feel that way. And a president of Penn State said once that Penn State doesn't just have one president, it has two, himself and the student body president. Do you feel that you would be perceived that same way by the current administration here?
I believe, yes, from the way that I talk to the administration, I do feel like with the way they treat me, I am an equal, and that they do want to hear student input, because it's part of their job that you know, in order for them to improve at their position, they need student feedback in order so that they can improve the programming that they plan. So in that sense, yes, I do feel like I'm an equal.
Well, there's a lot of issues not only facing UPUA, as we've already touched upon, but Penn State as a whole, and obviously student government would play an active role in trying to face these problems. One of the biggest ones that we're seeing come to the front now was covered in the Center Daily Times yesterday, Sunday, October 8th. And the article was titled, Building Boom Has High Price, Penn State Debt Load Creeping Toward $1 Billion. The article basically outlines how the university has amassed very, very sizable debt over the past 11 years under Dr. Spanier. And the Penn State treasurer says that he comments something to the effect of he's generally pleased with the levels of debt and that they're in line with other universities of our size. How do you feel about the fact that Penn State's treasurer is pleased with the fact that we have nearly $1 billion in debt as a university? And do you think that amassing higher debt is worth the trade-off? In other words, do you think that by building all these new buildings and by making campus at least look nicer, is that worth it for students with such high debt and with such consequent need to raise tuition?
Well, I mean, there's definitely two sides to this issue. I mean, the one side is that, you know, with the constant construction, our university is improving in the educational sense. But on the other side, you have the idea where the tuition is increasing, and some of the state students can't afford the pricing. So there needs to be a balance. And the way to do that is, I mean, look at the financial statements, you know, ask for the numbers so that we can look at them and see what student opinion is on the issue. And, you know, and I can't give the exact answer for what students think. You know, they either want to see the educational standards at Penn State improve, or they want tuition to decrease so that it stays at a constant level. I mean, obviously students want tuition to decrease, and there are efforts to try to do that. And one of the efforts has been trying to lobby down at the Capitol. So I believe the new idea to look at now is to look at whether or not students really want to see all this construction at Penn State.
And you mentioned that with new construction comes a better environment for students, essentially.
Yes.
Do you believe that with all the new construction that's being performed, that the educational aspect and the faculty aspect of Penn State is being preserved? There was an article in the Collegian and the Center Daily Times about 2 weeks ago, commenting on the fact that there was a rise in the amount of teachers or professors here who are not tenured faculty. In other words, those people who are teaching classes who are either graduate students or just not tenured. So do you think that there has been a loss maybe in an educational focus specifically?
That's a good question. One example I can think of right now where that does hold true is like first year seminars, where, you know, some faculty just don't want to teach it because, you know, they're educated in other areas. They're specialists on certain fields, and they don't want to teach a class that they feel that is below their standards. Whereas the first year seminar is an extremely important class to students. And so in that sense, yes, I sometimes feel that you know, having untenured faculty can hurt the students and the educational level here at Penn State. But as a whole, I believe we have a great education here as a Penn State student.
Say, you know, Wednesday comes around, you win and you get elected UPUA president. How would you go about working with, or would you not go about working with USG and people like President Nick Stathis, and how would you maybe incorporate what USG tries to do with UPUA?
Well, I mean, we're obviously all working for the students, and I think they've had some pretty good ideas within USG that I've helped them out with. I started forming ideas with them as well. And I like to work with them on maybe community service programs where maybe they're obviously creating a Big Ten service challenge or a food can drive. Yeah, of course we'd like to help out with that. I mean, that's just improving people's lives, and that's what we're about. And so, I mean, it depends on the issue, and if we think it's worthwhile, we'd love to work with USG.
And what is your view personally on groups like PSU Stop?
You know, how do I view them? Well, you know, you need more than one outlet of people's opinions. You need people to be criticized so that they can improve. And so I think having organizations like PSU Stop is beneficial.
All right. Good luck in your debate tonight, and thanks for sitting down with PSU Stop.
Okay. Thank you.